Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, why is it that much of the world hates Caucasian people yet at the same time they want to live around them? What's with the love-hate relationship? Does it have something to do with envy? Jealousy is when you see someone cool and you want to be like them. Envy is when you see someone cooler than you'll ever be and you hate them for it and want to destroy them. Maybe they also think they can take over white areas that will somehow magically remain clean. Up next, for the longest time, the left has been all about bringing in as many refugees as possible. But now they're attacking Trump because he's resettling white Afrikaners in America. Suddenly they hate them because they're white, and remember that women hate them because they're competition for the best males. I say bring all the Afrikaners to America and let the South African country collapse already. Besides, it's already happening in slow motion. It needs to happen faster and become a third world hellhole as quickly as possible. Number three, this has to be one of the worst tattoos I've ever seen. But seriously, whatever happened to the Hawk 2 girl? She grifted, cleaned out a bunch of wallets, and left before the law could catch her. But her reputation has been permanently damaged because she Hawk 2'd on investors. And speaking of tattoos, this is probably the one that Hayley Welch got to celebrate fleecing her fans, while simultaneously no longer being able to show her face in public. Moving on, 88% of Brussels population under the age of 20 is of foreign origin. Looks like Belgium is over, and other parts of Europe are just as doomed. But just wait until the infighting among all those groups begins. That's when the real fun begins, when they no longer have Whitey to blame, and the cold weather comes and they run out of stuff to burn to keep warm in the winter. Once migrants destroy the West, they'll try and destroy Eastern Europe too. Will they succeed? Number 5, I miss Norm Macdonald's dry Canadian humor. Back in 1996, he said that President Clinton was against same-sex marriages, but he wasn't too crazy about opposite-sex marriages either. Shortly after that, Norm got divorced and went his own way for 22 years before his death. The more time passes, the more we realize this man was a genius. The best joke he ever told was on Conan O'Brien. The punchline was so awful that it was more of a prank getting people to listen to the build-up. Up next, Jay says that there are no good women married after the age of 30. If she was a good woman, she would have been picked off and married off. I'm beginning to think that there are no good women out there. Good is relative. It just means less bad, less nagging and emotional abuse. Don't look to a woman to save you. The least bad women out there these days are in Eastern Europe or Southeast Asia. At least they're raised with some traditional values. Number 7, these two female teachers tried to set up a foursome with one of their students, and were fired. At this point, female teachers should only be allowed to teach after they're 50 and hit menopause, so they can't seduce their male students. Or here's a novel idea. Let's bring back the male teachers. The two teachers asked the kid to invite a friend. The balls on these babes to be so brazen as to ask for sex is absolutely crazy. They also don't risk prison time. Just the end of their careers if they end up getting caught. Moving on, former lamestream media host Joy Reid claims that the Roman Empire fell because of no diversity, and warns that the United States will be next. It better not be next for her sake, because how will she get her welfare check? A bald woke-tard doesn't know any history. Imagine my shock. In reality, America will collapse for the same reason as Rome. Too much diversity and not enough fertility. Why is it always about diversity with people like her? Number 9, you're stranded on a beach with one of these two. Which one would you pick? I'd pick Godzilla because at least he'd finish you off quickly. The feminists would probably sabotage all my attempts at survival, and we would die slowly. Then again, I could just survive off her blubber for a few months, and just know that the feminist wouldn't be anywhere near as thin as you see here. If the choice was between a man and Godzilla, most women would pick Godzilla, and then I'd have to sit around and listen to Godzilla tell me how horrible human women are. Up next, this feminist wants you to guess her pronouns. I bet they're fee-fi-fo-fum. Either that or fat and ugly. How about kilos and pounds? But this person is definitely nightmare fuel. There's so many possibilities for pronouns. How about Burger Queen, Num Num, Thunder Thighs, Cover It Up, and Forklift? But why does it seriously matter though, because it's not like she's going to get laid by a Chad. Fives and sixes will still line up to tap her pronouns. Number 11, here's me watching romantic movies but no longer believing in love. Leo should have just pushed Kate off the ship. After learning about female nature and male nature, it ruins so much of popular culture for me. that I used to enjoy back in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Kate's character Rose was a good-for-nothing cheater, and Leo should have just gone up on that door and left her to freeze in the ice-cold water. Titanic isn't even a love story. It's a story about betrayal. Moving on, the UK stopped Germany from invading, yet they can't stop migrants from doing the same today. Western governments don't want to stop them, because their cheap labor and voters needed to help the politicians keep getting elected. Today, the government is taxing the citizens into poverty in order to subsidize the invaders. No wonder more and more millionaires are leaving the UK in record numbers, to places like Dubai, where the invaders can't follow. Number 13, here's the difference between a man and a woman's haircuts. For women, the stylist makes their hair look better than they ever could on their own. Plus, they're also paying for conversation. I used to help hairstylists invest their cash as a financial advisor. They had more money than they knew what to do with. Seems like it's pretty easy to rip off women. Hairs, clothing, and handbags. Unfortunately, most of the time, some man paid for those. Up next, how do we get this made into the next statue in Times Square? I don't know, but it makes me sick to my stomach that I can't even identify where her stomach is. It's the gentrification of America. Is this what the average dark-skinned American woman looks like these days? Is this what representation is? Now I remember where I saw this. It reminds me of the penguin. It's the same energy. Number 15, they upgraded their bodies but downgraded their minds. More like they downgraded their bodies and their minds. They look like living blow-up dolls trying to get ahead of the release of sex bots. Plastic surgery lets women show the world how they really feel on the inside. Fake. But for all we know, these could all be men in disguise, especially with those masculine eyebrows, trying to trick the straight men into sleeping with them. Moving on, I'm assembling a team, and these two are the core members. Who else would you put on here? Here are some candidates. The actress playing Juliet in the upcoming film. How about Greta? Does she deserve to be on the list too? Does an Amy Bighead Schumer also look like she belongs on the team? Maybe with her big brain for comedy, she would also be the leader. And I found the perfect vehicle for this amazing team. You know that AI will be making this a reality one day. Number 17, Christian Bale tells fans of his Sigma Bale meme to grow up and find a real personality. The guy influenced multiple generations of Wall Street traders and narcissists everywhere, with his portrayal of Patrick Bateman in American Psycho. Bale doesn't approve, but we know that Bateman would approve and be disgusted by it. Bale is a moron thinking the meme is based on him, when in fact it's based on just a character he played, so his opinion is worthless. Ironically, this is also a very Sigma thing to say. Up next, a plane passenger with no flying experience landed a plane in Florida after the pilot passed out. Darren Harrison was the man that landed the aircraft safely. This just proves that most men are smart enough to land a plane with zero experience. The Sky King, rest in peace, was doing loop-de-loops for heaven's sake, and he never flew a plane. Meanwhile, female pilots are being told exactly what to do by their captains and instructors, and they still end up crashing in Toronto and DC. Number 19, Andrew Tate says that people are obsessed with GTA because they don't have money, cars, yachts, and women in real life. Absolutely, because those things are scarce and take effort. Giving men virtual versions of these things fluffs up their ego. 80% of men also don't have a woman. Imagine what happens when they get lifelike Android women. Imagine how easy it'll be to get good sexual release one day. The world will be a vastly different place. Moving on, this woman asks a guy if she's toxic. He says, "We broke up 4 years ago, and to leave him alone. Exes always come back when you're successful, and you're the best that you've ever been. That's why you should never announce that you're successful on social media. Level up, but do it secretly so they don't notice. Maybe this guy's girl just turned 30 and is now ready to settle down. They always seem to reach out when you're happy and successful. Always." Number 21, here's what it's going to be like at Harvey Weinstein's funeral after everyone realizes that he kept all the ugly women out of Hollywood movies. He's a hero doing the quality cooch control, tasting all the good and bad samples so we don't have to. Pre-woke Emma will forever be his life's greatest work. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They replace sexy women with potatoes. Up next, how dumb do you have to be to hire Amber Turd for $33,000 to give talks on domestic violence? Maybe it's not such a dumb idea if she comes to the events looking sexy. You know that every single man in the room will be paying attention to what she has to say. It might be a bad idea though, because all of your employees might start pooping in the middle of the office, making it hard for Consuela to do her job. Ms. Turd also changed her name in Spain because even the Spanish don't like her. Number 23, Ms. Potato Head opens up about choosing their pronouns, saying it was stressful. Does that mean that she officially identifies as a potato now? No offense, but she looks like an 18th century British chimney sweep. She's probably just talking about pronouns because it's part of the agenda that Harvey Weinstein's replacement told her to talk about. All the woke nonsense with pronouns is just cope for ugly people. There are two genders. One goes to the urologist and the other one goes to the gynecologist. All the others go to the psychiatrist. Moving on, this couple in their mid-80s were ended by some random act of violence while visiting their son's grave. Why would this person do that? Was he looking to start a Give, Send, Go account so he could get rich from the George Soros Foundation, sending him money because he was ending white people? But hey, at least they weren't speaking German. If you want to solve problems like these, then bring back the death penalty and execute within a week. This guy's got sent pook eyes, where the whites of the eyes are visible below the iris. It's a textbook sign of psychopathy. Number 25 and the last one, we have Mexican actress Lynn May, or what's left of her after she injected harmful substances in her face so she could remain forever young. She turned herself into an ugly living bobblehead. She kind of reminds me of those things. Maybe she took her audition for a horror film way too far. The male equivalent to this would be those ridiculous Brazilian muscle injections. Who would even think that this is a good idea? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.